Welcome to a new special series called The Bathroom Break. That extra 10 minutes you either have to listen to marketing tips or use the bathroom, or both. But I don't recommend both, but that's your choice.
This collab's gonna be super fun. We have Daniel Murray from the Marketing Millennials and me, Jay Schwedelson, from the Do This Not That podcast and subjectline.com. Each episode in the series, we are gonna go over quick tips about different marketing topics. And if you wanna be in the bathroom, fine, just don't tell us about it. Thanks for checking it out.
We are back for the bathroom break. This is Jay Schwedelson from Do This Not That. And I'm here with the man, the myth, the podcaster, Daniel Murray from the Marketing Millennials. Daniel, before we get into AI and tricks and tips and stuff about AI, I need to know, what are you watching right now? You're at home, you're putting on TV. I want to know what Daniel and Ari are watching right now.
Yeah, we're kind of in limbo right now. Like we watched Sirens, we watched like all like the new shows, and we're trying to figure out our next show. Like, do we start like an old show?
No.
When we watch it, come up with a new show. I didn't know the show existed, but I watched like the Kentucky Dirt, like the horse racing documentary, which I think is really cool because I love like the F1 documentary. I like the tennis one. I know you hate stuff like that, but it's pretty interesting. I didn't know like how much goes into it with trainers and owners and all.
You're such a nerd. I was hoping you were going to say like Love Island, because
I bet.
I started Love Island. The problem is it's too many episodes, 6 days a week. And it is so embarrassing to watch that show because these people are just straight up embarrassing. They're embarrassing themselves, but I'm kind of watching it. You're a weirdo with all your documentaries. Anyway, let's get into something that's not weird. Let's get into AI, how we're using AI, tips, tricks, tactics, stuff. So before I rattle off a bunch of randomness, Daniel, what are things that you're doing that anybody could do? You don't need some crazy platform. You don't need access to whatever. What are some things you're doing with AI that really help you and your business out a lot?
The biggest things that I love what AI does and why I love podcasts and video content and stuff is taking transcripts and making multiple pieces of content out of it. So the tips of how to do this is, one is get the transcript downloaded, take that transcript, put it into like ChatGPT, Claude, whatever you're using. And then the key is to like prompt it what you want out of it. So if it is like an episode that I had with like a paid media person, I tell it to like act like that paid media person. What would be important to people who care about paid media? What are the top five takeaways you think are in this podcast episode or something? And then I tell it to like, okay, now format it in this, format it in that, format it in these different types of forms of content. And now I have a starting point for 10 to 15 pieces of content, which I 5 months ago would have taken me hours and hours to do. So like that is a big unlock, is these long form documents, transcripts. Another thing you can layer on is, now that you have your first party content, you can now insert like case studies or other documents to source in a piece of doc. So like if I found an interesting benchmarking report here and this report, I'll say like, is there anything interesting that you could pull from this document or that document to layer in? Now I have like a well-researched and first-party data. AI can't create that. So like AI can put it together, but you using your own first-party data and other data sources to wrap into a great piece of content or multiple pieces of content.
Yeah, I love that. And if you don't have a podcast, you could do that with a webinar transcript. You could ask it to transcribe, or even short form videos that you're putting out there. And I'll tell you something that we're doing a lot and that we're seeing a lot is, let's say you go to ChatGPT, or you can go to any platform, and you ask ChatGPT as if you are a prospect of your company. You would say, hey, I'm looking for the greatest software solution for blah, blah, blah. Okay. And then you see what ChatGPT gives you back. Okay, this is the best software solution for blah, 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 and here's why. And let's assume for a second that your company doesn't come up as the answer. You're like, oh my God, I want my company to come up when people ask ChatGPT that, because right now, 1 billion people are using ChatGPT weekly, right? And so what you then do is, after ChatGPT says to you, hey, it's this other company that has the best stuff, you ask ChatGPT, what is the prompt that I can use to figure out how to optimize my website? And here's the URL for my website, so that when people come to ChatGPT, the results will show my company and not other companies. And what this is doing, it's going to give you a prompt for answer engine optimization, which is different than search engine optimization, which is when your site is optimized for search results. And you take the output, what it tells you the prompt is, okay? And then you will know the deficiencies in your website. It will tell you, change these five things, add an FAQ section, do this. But you want to see, is your website coming up? Is your content coming up when you're asking it, when a prospect's asking it? And if not, what do you need to do to change it? And that's like the number one thing I would focus on right now in AI.
I would add a secondary thing to do to what Jay just said is look at the sources it's referencing when it pulls up. Look at those pieces. So go click sources, click in all those sites, see what they're doing as well, and ask it to reverse engineer like why they picked these sources, because they give you the sources where they're showing up, those things. So the sources are a great way to also like model some pages after and also see what ChatGPT is bringing into.
Sources is key, 100%. And then the last one is this idea of prompt jacking, which I'm just such a big fan of. Anytime you see any post anywhere, social media post or anything, you take a screen grab of it and then you stick it in ChatGPT or whatever AI platform you use and say, can you give me the prompt? Can you reverse engineer this image and give me the prompt that I would use to create this for myself? And then it'll actually give you the prompt. You just change five things in it. And now you're able to make that same viral image for your company easily. And so prompt jacking is a no-brainer. And Daniel, I know you do this stuff with ads. What do you do with ads in terms of your swipe file and stuff?
So what I would, there's a couple of things. So I will swipe file like ads that I really like and then stick them into ChatGPT and do the reverse engineering. Like what prompts do I need to do to create an ad like this? And then I also will go deeper. Like what are like the hidden psychological benefits here? Like rate this headline. I'll go deeper and to see like what ChatGPT thinks of all this. So now I could break down an ad into deeper levels and see what I'm not doing for my ads and try to replicate. Another thing I do too, which I love to do, is with headlines, I like to tell ChatGPT to act like famous copywriters and tell like, say like Ogilvy, Caples, like Halbert, like tell it to act like those people and say, write headlines like they would write those headlines and see how they write it and say, like, oh, say like Halbert does this type of style. Sugarman does this type of style. Oh, and then you can kind of like mishmash too of like what famous copywriters would do too. So writing for headlines and taking famous copywriters and mashing it up is something I really love to do with ChatGPT as well.
All right. Well, this is a lot of good stuff here. So I have a question here before you wrap up, and this is so random. So here we are, the summer's happening, and there's a lot of movie sequels coming out. Are you a movie sequel guy, or are you like, nah, I'm not into John Wick 12 or whatever?
Oh,
or,
I'm going hard on Ballerina. So I want to go see Ballerina, which is the John Wick.
Yeah. My son saw it. Drew saw it. He said it was okay, not great.
Oh goodness! Well, now
the
you
problem
just,
with
like,
it is it's you know what the problem is that it's before John Wick 4. I think that's the problem.
It's kind of like when I loved the Harry Potter series, and then they made like a spin-off series to it, and it just didn't hit as hard as like the OG. But I'm really excited for the F1 movie coming out
because you love Brad Pitt.
Oh, yeah. Brad Pitt, 100%. But it was actually funny because I watched the whole season last year and you could kind of see them filming at the same time as like the F1 race was going on. So like he would stand in the finish line with all these races. It was weird to see them filming and watching the race live at the same time.
Would you, do me a favor, would you post on social media like a picture, a video of you trying to get in one of those F1 cars? Because I feel like that would go viral because you're a little bit large to get in one of those cars.
Oh, yeah. I'm definitely over the weight limit, too.
I don't mean the weight limit. I wasn't trying to shame you. I was saying you're like 6'12". You're a very tall guy.
I'm not. There is a tall driver in F1, George Russell. He's 6'1". So he fits 6'1"? In. He's skinny.
All right, everyone. This wasn't AI. This was actually really us. And leave Daniel a review, Marketing Millennials, and appreciate you being here. Daniel, come on, man. I got to get back to work. Get out of there. All right. While he's still in there, this is Jay. Check out my podcast, Do This, Not That, for marketers. Each week, we share really quick tips on stuff that can improve your marketing. and hope you give it a try. Oh, here's Daniel. He's finally out.
Back from my bathroom break. This is Daniel. Go follow the Mark and Millennials podcast, but also tune into this series. It's once a week, the bathroom break. We talk about marketing tips that we just spew out, and it could be anything from email subject line to any marketing tips in the world. We'll talk about it. Just give us a shout on LinkedIn and tell us what you want to hear. Peace out.
Later.